sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
Everybody, and welcome to the Ken Miller Show. And then there were four. Trent Connor and myself with you for the next couple of hours, talking sports with you, localizing it as best as we possibly can. Lots to get to. The final four has been determined. We'll recap certainly the Elite Eight, maybe go back to Friday night's games. Just terrific theater for the most part. Boy, that Duke-Kansas game was worth the all the build up to that one, the two blue bloods, the two fan bases, etc., two of the biggest names in the program in college basketball certainly did not disappoint. We'll talk about Loyola, we'll talk about Michigan, we'll talk about Leonard Hamilton, yada, yada, yada. It's opening week in MLB. And throughout the week, Trent and I have decided to take 10, 12 minutes of the program Monday, Tuesday, certainly Wednesday, to, quote, preview the local teams, if you will. We're going to do the Twins. We're going to do the Royals today. We will do the Cubs, obviously, with Cappy on Wednesday. Cardinals on Wednesday as well. Who are we missing, Trent, other than the Blue Jays? Local.
Local for you.
Right. But we've got them, right? Twins, Royals, Cardinals, Cubs.
Brewers? Mm. Do we throw?
They're going to be good.
You think so?
I think they're going to be the team that Chicago has to outfinish.
Okay.
I'm not sure what that means. I mean, the Twins were outfinished and grabbed a wild card with 85 wins last year.
Right. And that's maybe a realistic expectation for the Brewers.
Yeah, I think so.
They can be a playoff team.
I think they can.
You could buy that. I see a little regression coming, but okay. Maybe. Maybe mm-hmm. The Brewers, and they get off to a good start, maybe we'll delve a little deeper into the Brewers.
And scrape our knees and jump on that bandwagon, right? Well, I don't know which game you want to start with, Trent. It was just a terrific weekend. Leonard Hamilton doing just an inexcusable brain fart on his opinion. I don't know if it would have made a difference. Does Florida State come back and win the basketball game? I don't know.
Probably not.
Probably not. But for crying out loud, 99 out of 100 games, there's a reason coaches try to extend games, right? Mm-hmm. Because potentially, look, the only way they had a chance to win the game was to take those 11 seconds and start fouling. You're not going to win if you just walk away and just let them dribble out the game.
11 seconds left.
11 seconds
free
left.
Free throw, come down.
Right in front of Florida State's bench,
right.
Trent.
And just let it. And you're playing to go to the Final Four.
This is exactly
right. It's not
right.
A conference game in January.
Where, oh, by the way, it's been proven throughout the year Leonard Hamilton did call timeouts.
Right.
With similar amount of time left on the clock.
And then just the question from Dana Jacobson, just scoff at it.
Yeah. Look, it was a great question. I thought she did fine. With one, if I had to nitpick one tiny little bit, well, the boys were talking about it. She could tell it was starting to get a little uncomfortable.
Right, right.
And she kind of brought the guys into it. And sure, they were talking about it. And I understand why she did it. I mean, you know, this is Charles Barkley and Kenny Jet and Clark Kellogg, who I still can't stand.
Really?
I can't stand them. I mean, on Saturday night, they're picking Kansas and Duke, right? Chuck's got an opinion. Kenny's got an opinion. And maybe it's personal, I'll be honest with you, because Clark Kellogg and I had a little set-to.
Really?
Well, not really a set-to. It was kind of compounded and made worse by the guy I worked with.
Oh, shocker.
Right? I mean, I had the audacity in the middle of February to ask him, you know, we're still a couple of weeks away from, who do you have in the back of your mind you know, give me your one seeds at this point, or a couple of them. Not holding you to. Oh, no, way too early. I mean, if somebody asks me who I like in the Derby in March, I've got an idea, right?
Sure,
At the time, I was still in the racing industry. And so Saturday night, back to Saturday night, they're making their pick. I've got to sleep on it. Throw out an opinion. That's what you're there for, Clark. We're not going to hold you to it. If you pick the wrong team, you know, join the club.
You're not going to get fired.
Right. Join the club.
Sorry, Clark's not joining us today. He got that Kansas Duke pick wrong.
Yeah, he had Duke.
Sorry.
And we don't, we hold our analysts to a higher standard.
They have Charles Barkley on there, for God's sake.
Right, exactly. But anyways, to my point about Dana Jacobson involving the guys, which that's just a nitpick.
Yeah.
Because she handled it unbelievably professionally well. And it took 24 hours for Leonard Hamilton to do the same.
Yeah. And, you know, his initial response is correct. That's not the reason that we lost the game.
No, he's right.
Right, right. And you
There's
should
a
say,
lot of things
you're
going
correct.
Into it.
You're correct.
Yeah, make a basket in the second half.
But you didn't give yourself an opportunity to extend the game there by fouling and giving your chance. You gave up. You played 49 minutes and...
You know,
39 minutes to 49.
Right. You know, Leonard, like you did throughout the season when you were down a basket or two and you tried to extend the game.
Right.
You remember. Got to go all the way back to February for the last time you did that. Anyways.
That was a head-scratcher at the very least. Before that, Loyola.
Yeah, Trent.
Just a whitewashing.
They play so well together, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just amazing what this team is doing. And, look, I'm happy that they're there. I think they're going to get blown up. I thought K-State would beat them. Do they have a chance?
They do.
Do they?
Absolutely they do. We've seen Michigan. They didn't play very well against Florida State.
No, they didn't.
It was a team that a couple weeks ago just about lost to Iowa.
Yes, they did. Last time that they were really tested.
They were a free throw away from losing to Houston.
Mm-hmm.
So absolutely Loyola can win.
Mm-hmm.
Will they win? I don't think so.
Right.
When we see
these... Richardson go for 23 like he did.
Right, right. When we see these Cinderella teams, this is when it stops, right? You get to this point, you get to the Final Four, and then when you get in this setting, the run ends.
Mm-hmm.
VCU, George Mason,
yep.
LSU in 1986, the first ever 11.
Mm-hmm.
You get to this spot.
Now, Butler took steps a little further.
They did, and they're a heave away from winning the whole thing from Gordon Hayward. But
with an NBA player and an NBA coach.
Yeah. Don't think there's an NBA player on that Loyola roster.
No, I don't know. There isn't, is
right.
the answer.
Right.
Krutwig's, boy, you feel bad for Krutwig. But he's effective. He's on the floor. He just can't stay on the floor long enough.
Oh, boy. He just
I need a blow.
Burly old man out
is.
There. A burly 18-year-old old man.
Just a freshman. He is an old man.
He's got that old man game down to a T. Love watching him. This team, they're so much fun to watch because it's old school basketball. It's the extra pass. It's, you know.
There was one. What game was it? Was it the... Was it Thursday? Or with the nine passes before they finally put up a three and made it?
Yes.
Was that Thursday?
I think so,
I think it was, too. Yeah, I think it was, too. I don't think it was in the K-State game. But regardless, I know where you're coming from. This K-State team, look, their fan base obviously devastated right now.
Mm-hmm.
They're all back next year, Trent.
Yes.
Every single one of them.
Yeah.
Well, Dean Wade's got a decision, I guess. I guess.
Sure.
Right, but...
The decision, he'll maybe put his hat into the ring.
Sure.
The decision, I think, will be made for him, too. And maybe the injury also kind of plays a part
of that. He didn't play a single minute on Saturday night. Not a single minute. Didn't see the floor, which obviously is not what you want. He's your best player.
He's not 98%.
He wasn't 98%. No, that's right. He was on Thursday, and he played for, what, 8 minutes, I think,
is that what
in
it
the
was?
First half?
Yeah.
6 or 8 minutes, and then didn't see the floor in the final 20 minutes. But they got some guys. This is a nice K-State team. Mm-hmm. Really and truly is. Where do we want to go to next? Want to go to Villanova, who looks... I don't know. What did you think? And we found out that Keenan Evans didn't have turf toe. He had a broken toe.
Right.
And he had a broken toe for, remember when he was right around the loss when they had a couple of head-scratching losses.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not including the game in Ames because I don't think he was hurt in that game. I think this came afterwards. But Texas Tech, who had a chance to, you know, knock Kansas off their perch, and then kind of faltered down the stretch a little bit, and we know Keenan Evans would miss some games. But Villanova, Trent, do they look like the clear-cut favorite of the four remaining teams? If your life depended on it, wouldn't you be taking them right now? I mean, the Wildcats look tough.
Yeah, and obviously they have the most difficult semifinal because you have another one seed there in Kansas, but I still like them a lot more than
too.
This Kansas team. Just the wave of guys that they can throw out you. They can play different styles. They can play physical. They can shoot it. They do just everything. And on Friday night, West Virginia gave them a lot more of a tussle.
It was a hell of a game, wasn't it?
It ends up being 12.
That wasn't a 12-point game.
Wasn't a 12-point game. In fact, that was one of the more entertaining games, I think, of the tournament. Just in the end, it was, you know, Villanova right away. But for the first 34 minutes or so of the game, it was as good as you're going to find. High-level stuff, but I just think this Nova team, they're at such a high level. They are a clear-cut favorite. I mean, I put them minus 200, probably something like that if you're picking the four teams.
Mm-hmm.
And Loyola, obviously the big underdog. Kansas, Michigan next in line. But, yeah, they're so good. They're so talented. They've been here. they have every piece that you want for in a college basketball
well,
team.
Well, you're right. They've been here, then they had the disappointment, and now here they are again. Mm-hmm. So they had that bad taste, and I like that.
Right.
I like the fact that they've experienced that. Yeah, Bridges and Brunson, DiVincenzo, it's hard to say. But you know what I mean.
Coming off the bench. My Italian's not very solid right. either.
Coming off the bench, they did not shoot it well yesterday from three.
Mm-hmm.
They're better than that. But look, Texas Tech gave them a hell of a game. It was a hell of a year for Texas Tech. And unfortunately, you know, when you get to this point, you're going to say goodbye to a lot of players. And going to miss Carter from West Virginia.
Yeah.
Evans from Texas Tech, two really nice players that exhaust their eligibility. There's been a bunch of those in the tournament.
Yeah, and that Texas Tech team taking the next step. Chris Beard, I watched an interview with him before the games and him talking about unselfishness. You know, guys buy in. They were talking about it at the dinner table.
Cleaning your own plate.
Yes.
In a bit, right?
And one of their assistants didn't, and they gave him a hard time about it. It is everybody. It is buying in, and at a level like Texas Tech that, I mean, you look at like Zaire Smith. He wasn't a top 150 player, but found a guy that fit what they want to do, and you get him to buy in right away, and you can accomplish these kind of things. He is going to have opportunities to move on to bigger programs. And you wonder, you know, he gave up the UNLV job to take the Texas Tech job, what it would take to get him to leave Texas Tech.
The fact that his daughters are right there with him, I think it said within 80 miles, and that's the reason he left UNLV after getting the job for, you know, Pig Suey, essentially.
Yeah.
Showed up for a press conference, then he wasn't even...
Data Altman.
You're right.
One of my all-time favorites.
That was terrific, wasn't it? But he wasn't there long, is my point. And he took the Texas Tech job for a couple of reasons. A, that's, you know, one of the most importantly is his three daughters that were in the front row of that game yesterday. Well, let's get to Omaha. And, boy, I thought Grayson Allen's shot at the end of the 40 minutes was going in.
Yes.
I really did. And this is a guy that, and nobody feels bad for Grayson Allen today. He could make a shot. He had an awful game yesterday, shooting-wise.
Yeah.
He really struggled, but man, oh man, that looked good.
It did every single
time. I thought that, you know what, that ball had a couple of chances to go in.
Goes, rims around, off the backboard. Usually off the backboard, then it just drops.
Mm-hmm.
A couple more off the rim, off the front, and OT we go. You're going to have to help me out a little bit more in this game, though, because...
Because the game goes to OT, and I still liked them.
But you did.
Absolutely. Azubuike's long gone at that point.
Mm-hmm.
I think Carter had just... By the way, the block charge.
Oh, yeah.
Come on. He's there all day long.
Mm-hmm.
And Newman, who was playing his you-know-what off, he's in the air, and they got away with one there. But now, does that make a difference in the game? I don't know. But that you just hate to see a kid pick up his fifth on a call like, what did Rafferty call it? A bang-banger, I think is how he described it. He's right. It was a bang-banger. It was the wrong way.
Mm-hmm. So I was participating in a fantasy baseball draft last night during that time. So I was in and out. When Duke got up three, I look over in overtime and almost felt, well, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then I look up and, oh, Kansas
Malik
up
Newman
four.
Took over.
That's what it was.
Malik he scored every point.
All 13?
He had nine, the first nine, I think.
Okay.
I don't know. No, I don't think he was responsible for all of them. Most of them.
Yeah.
I mean, certainly the first, I think, nine of them he was. He might have been. I don't remember. But, look, it was Duke struggled, and Malik Newman, he made himself some money yesterday, Trent.
He
really did. I think D'Souza's light's starting to go on a little bit as well. Graham is Graham. Mihailuk is, you know, going to give
hit
you
a big three.
He did. He did. He had a huge three to tie it, right?
Yep.
Yeah, to tie the game. So, I mean, selfish, Krzyzewski, Kansas, Duke, 1-2. I think the weekend needed that game. And we had some good games, but I thought that just having the blue bloods and give us some extra basketball, 5 minutes of overtime, places going crazy, fan bases are living and dying through their teams, that was a hell of a way to cap off. I thought, to this point, has been an unbelievable first 2 weeks.
Do you like this Final Four? Does it?
No, you know, Wayne, this isn't going to be popular.
Uh-oh. Is it Sister Jean?
Yeah. Well, the whole thing.
Yeah. Come on, it's an NBC team.
I get it, and I know that, you know, you would pull nine guys on the streets of Des Moines, everybody's all for this team being there.
Right.
You know, I don't know what it is about it. And look, it's been a wonderful story, don't get me wrong. Do they have a chance against the winner of Villanova?
Yeah.
Do they?
Villanova... Kansas. Maybe not Nova. Maybe not Nova.
See, I want the final game of the year to be one that we talk about.
So you're waiting for, you want Michigan to win.
I do.
That's okay. I don't think that's a bad thing.
Perfect world. We've got Big Ten, Big 12 from where
yes,
we sit.
Yes.
You know, give us those two conferences that move our needles right. going up against each other on Monday. Like the last game of the year, that's what and we've been spoiled. I mean, we've had good Super Bowls, mm-hmm. we've had good World Series, we've had good
national championship games.
National championships have been terrific over the last few years.
Yeah,
maybe we're due for
blowout
city. Yeah,
81-54,
and could it happen this year? I mean, if it's Loyola Villanova,
yes, I could envision that. Could see that definitely happening. They grind out a win against Michigan. Michigan goes 3 of 18 from three, and they sneak on
55. Florida State either.
No, Michigan. They didn't. I could definitely envision that. And then we're setting up, oh boy, Villanova Loyola might look ugly, and it turns out to be ugly. I hope that doesn't happen. And in a way, I'm also rooting for Michigan from that perspective.
Mm-hmm.
But I just love Sister Jean too much.
Do you?
I might become a Catholic again.
Really?
I don't know. I'm thinking about going back and dusting off the old altar boy uniform and going back to the Catholic
now,
church.
Now, she's got a Twitter account.
She does.
Are you aware of that?
Like her own or somebody, like a parody one?
I think, see, that's why that was going to be my question.
Okay.
I don't think, let me look, I'm going to find it. It's SIS Jean Loyola, I think.
Okay.
Is it Jean Loyola?
Yeah, yep.
Okay, so give me the tweet about the holy. Now, it's very funny, I thought. I mean, did you see the tweet about the, where she had to, she's taking her holy water? Did you see that one?
No.
You got to find
scrolling that. Through here. Sister Jean. Well, there's a picture of her with a piece of the net. Love that. Laughing my way all the way to the Final Four. Here you go. I pulled out my daily dose of holy water and was immediately told by security to pour it into a Powerade cup before consuming it. There's no way this is actually
That's
Sister
not
Jean.
Her, right?
No.
Now, that was a funny tweet.
Yes.
But, you know, one of the things, if you follow media people on Twitter, that's one of the things, you know, the NCAA police
yes.
are going to come and make you have the appropriate cup on press row.
Mm-hmm.
For advertising purposes. When I saw that tweet from her, I want to think she tweets, Trent. I don't think she does.
I don't think so,
I mean,
no.
She's 98.
Right. I don't see her. She doesn't have a check mark. It is not a confirmed account, at least in that respect.
Well, and to be fair, I'm not sure that Sister Jean would have had a Twitter account prior to this tournament run, because unless you're a Loyola player or maybe one of the few fans that they had, there's a lot more have come out of the woodwork late recently.
Mm-hmm.
Why would she need one, right?
Right, yes.
The NCAA made her change her holy water cup. I thought that was pretty good.
Very, very good. A fun story. She's a fun character, absolutely.
Yeah.
We talked to Kevin Lehman a little bit last week. Mm-hmm. We met her a year ago. And what a great, great story that is. But, yeah, in terms of game quality, you want Michigan to win Saturday. No surprise, that's the early game.
No, none whatsoever.
I mean, that was the easiest decision.
Yep.
I mean, we can make this here in Des Moines. Mm-hmm. CBS had no problem with that. Or TBS, I guess it would be.
Yeah.
Wouldn't have a problem with that. But they can win. They can win, Ken. I know you don't want it to happen, but
what's the number?
5?
Is it? What? Yeah. How about the Kansas-Villanova game?
I think 4? 3.5, 4, right in that range?
That sounds like enough, Trent.
Yeah. Let me pull it back up here. I was looking at it earlier today.
By the way,
today.
We're going to go to Vegas. Jason Symbol, recap the weekend with Jason about 10 minutes before 1. Rob Doster coming up, NBC Sports. He'll be joining us here in about 5 or 6 minutes in the 1 o'clock hour. Dylan Montz is going to be here. Tough for us to get Iowa guests at least Monday, Tuesday of this week. Pro Day is about to start in Iowa City.
Mm-hmm.
So that kind of took Doc and Mark, et cetera, out of the equation. And then tomorrow there's a press conference right in the middle of our show. Should be good for you and Jimmy B perhaps
yes.
later. So Dylan Montz will join us today. Iowa State had their banquet. Yes. By the way, see the Liberty Bowl rings that the team
no.
got? Shiny.
Really?
Really nice.
Little
yeah,
bling.
Very nice. Little bling. Yeah, really nice rings. Good for them. They deserve them. Dylan will be here to recap kind of the first week of first few practices. Coaches that they've had a chance to talk to. And then Andrew Logue, we're going to take a look at as we said, the local teams, the Royals are in the spotlight today.
Mm-hmm.
What have you got?
Both point spreads are both at 5 currently.
And what did they open at?
Let's bring that up, because for some reason I thought there was a 4 number on Villanova, Kansas, and I felt like that was late as well. Maybe I just imagined that, though. Vegas odds, college basketball, here we go. And it looks like pretty much everybody opened it, right? 5. CG has it at 5.5 currently. Yeah. 5.5 is where open most shops. CG has the biggest spread at 5.5.
Mm. All right. We will talk to Jason Sybil coming up in about 10 minutes before the hour of 1. Rob Doster standing by. He spent the weekend in Boston at the East Regional. We'll get his thoughts on that, as well as the Final Four that awaits us 1 week from tonight. By the way, if you can't be in front of your television, either for the Final Four or Championship Monday, you can hear the games as you've been able to hear them throughout the entire tournament right here on 1700 KBGG. Back with Rob Doster right after this timeout.
Now, listen to 1700 KBGG on Alexa. Say, Alexa, enable the 1700 KBGG skill. Then to play us, say, Alexa, play 1700 KBGG. Simple enough.
Washer Systems of Iowa, blasting grime and saving you time. At Washer Systems of Iowa, we have an experienced factory-trained service department and will work on any American-made pressure washer. Washer Systems of Iowa, featuring Mighty M industrial pressure washers. Mighty M, built in Iowa, number one in Iowa. Washer Systems of Iowa. Visit their showroom at 6050 Northeast 14th Street in Des Moines or online, washersystems.com.
Do you see cracks in your foundation, brick, or drywall, or doors and windows that stick? These are all signs of serious settlement issues. Call Midwest Basement Systems for all things basement-y. Basement waterproofing, basement structural repair, foundation settlement repair, and wall straightening and bracing too. Our engineered solutions will stabilize and lift your home back to level, putting you back on solid ground. Call Midwest Basement Systems today.
Midwest Basement Systems got the fix. Call 289-1606.
GoToMeeting is the collaborative meeting tool trusted by over 18 million monthly users. But how do we make the concept of 18 million more real for you? Well, if you wanted to travel 18 million miles, you could go to the moon and back 36 times and still have a few miles left over for a detour. $18 million could buy you 4.5 million non-fat iced lattes, which would keep you caffeinated from now until the end of your career. Or if you took 18 million standing desk breaks, well, you'd probably be in great shape. Visit GoToMeeting.com to learn why so many people trust us to help them get work done.
Running low on the stuff you need? Time for a Target run. We're here for all the big moments and the little ones, too. Like whipping up some Easter eats. This week only, get a free $10 gift card when you spend $50 on food and beverages. Or brunching over easy with 18-count Market Pantry Grade A eggs on sale for just 99 cents. And buy one, get one 50% off Bunny's favorites, like M&M's and Starburst jelly beans. Get low prices on thousands of items today and every day. Target run and done. Pricing may vary. Restrictions may apply.
Guys, are you ready to begin your journey to live life better? Are you feeling tired and worn down, or looking to improve performance and drive in the bedroom? Looking to burn fat and gain muscle? Then it's time to contact New Leaf Wellness. New Leaf Wellness offers a free, no-obligation consultation. Dr. Robert Seaman and the New Leaf staff will help craft a plan dedicated to you. From testosterone replacement therapy, advanced weight loss, to nutritional therapy, New Leaf Wellness strives to find the plan that will improve your quality of life. Dr. Robert Seaman and New Leaf Wellness. Give them a call today at 515-650-1358. Again, 515-650-1358 for New Leaf Wellness. One more time, 515-650-1358. It's time to live life better with New Leaf Wellness. Call 515-650-1358. That's 515-650-1358.
On March 31st, more than 300 riders on horseback from across the state of Iowa will deliver donations to Easter Seals Camp Sunnyside in Des Moines. In the 50-year history, the group has donated more than $10 million to support Easter Seals Iowa and Camp Sunnyside. The community is invited to welcome the riders into Camp Sunnyside at 3 p.m. on the 31st of March. Easter Seals Iowa provides exceptional service to ensure all people with disabilities or special needs and their families have equal opportunity to live, learn, work, and play in their communities. For more information on Easter Seals Iowa or on the Pony Express ride, visit www.eastersealsia.org.
Villaggio Italian Restaurant brings real homemade Italian to you. Fantastic food, great service, and an elegant vibe that feels like home. All your favorites from the original in Norwalk and an expanded menu with the newest location on 100th Street in Urbandale. Plus, one of the best happy hours in the metro from 3 to 6 each weekday. When you're thinking Italian, make it Villaggio. Pizza, pasta, sandwiches, and more. Two locations, Sunset Drive in Norwalk and 100th Street in Urbandale. Villaggio Italian Restaurant.
Baseball. Is there another professional sport that brings out as much passion and as many memories in their fans? Kevin the Flag Guy here. We love baseball at Heartland Flags. Go Reds. We know what the flag means, and so do you. The classic pinstripes, the simple W, or the iconic throwback logos of your favorite team. Baseball is back, and it's time to fly your favorite team's flag. Shop in-store, 3719 Southwest 9th in Des Moines, or online at heartlandflags.com.
Well, it's that time of year again, tax time. Not all tax firms are the same. Hi, this is Mike Hammond, owner of Advantage Financial and Tax Services, located in West Des Moines. Not only am I a tax pro, but a certified financial planner as well. We can discuss tax savings ideas and financial services when we meet. We are not a chain and offer local and personalized service. Give us a try. Visit AdvantageIowa.com or call 440-1133. Advantage Financial and Tax Services.
Real sports talk for real sports fans. Back to Miller and Condon on 1700 KBGG.
All right, welcome back. It's the Ken Miller Show, 1700 KBGG. Trent Condon and myself with you until 2 o'clock here today. Jason Symbol, CG Technology. Did the bettors win? Did the properties win? We will find out here coming up in about 20 minutes from Jason. Get the kind of the first look at some of the early movement in the lines as after they were posted over the weekend. Well, let's talk to Rob Doster, as we mentioned. Rob, of course, with NBCSports.com, college basketball talk, a portion of the site. He spent the weekend at the East Regional. He saw Texas Tech knock out Purdue, that West Virginia-Villanova game. Trent, you're right, it didn't feel like it was 12. And then, obviously, the Villanova-Texas Tech regional final, and Rob joins us. Rob, Trent, and Ken, thanks for coming on. How are you?
I am doing well, gentlemen. How are you?
Doing fine. What kind of show did Boston put on? It certainly looked good on television. You had some really good teams there, a 1, a 2, a 3, and a 5. What kind of weekend was it in Beantown?
It started out great. You know, the Villanova West Virginia game was one of the best games that I think we've seen in this NCAA tournament. But it kind of died off from there. You know, it was we didn't get a great game, Texas Tech against Purdue. We didn't get a great game, Villanova against Texas Tech. That was actually a rock fight. You know, it made me kind of wish that I had made the decision to fly to Omaha for Sunday afternoon instead of staying in Boston. But, you know, that's neither here nor there. So it was good, man. It was good. I mean, Villanova is always a fun team to cover and a fun team to watch. And I got a chance to be up close with that Texas Tech team, who I challenge you to find another team that's ever had more fun in a tournament than that team did.
They got everything they could have felt like out of that squad, being a 3 seed, their first ever regional final. And going forward, what can Chris Beard build there at Texas Tech? A perennial NCAA tournament team? Is there even more upside just the way he's got guys to be able to buy in? What do you look for in the future at Texas Tech?
Well, it kind of depends on, at least in the immediate future, it's going to depend on the guys that he actually gets back. You know, Zaire Smith has a chance to end up being a first-round pick, and I would not be surprised to see him head off to the NBA this year. So if they can get him back, then I think we're looking at another top 15, top 20 team for Tech next season. But as far as what the future holds, I mean, as long as Chris Beard stays there, they're going to be good. If you look at his track record, everywhere that he has been a head coach, they've won. He gets guys to buy in. He gets guys to play hard. He understands how to maximize the talent that he has on his roster. He can identify talent. he went out and found a couple of freshmen that weren't supposed to be Big 12 players in Zaire Smith and Jarrett Culver and turned them into very, very good Big 12 players this year. So I'm all in on Chris Beard building that Texas Tech program up into something that could, I don't know if they're ever going to end up being the team that upsets Kansas, but I think that like West Virginia, like Baylor, I think that they are going to be consistently in the mix for that top two, top three spot in that conference. So I fully expect Texas Tech to be going away or to not be going away anytime soon.
Villanova struggled to shoot the ball yesterday, Rob, at least seemingly. Was that a product of them just, and they'd been so good, I mean, had such a great tournament up until that point. Was that a product of Villanova just having a bad day, or did Texas Tech do something that confused them a little bit?
Well, Texas Tech is one of the best teams in the country at running people off the three-point line. So that's just what they do. You know, if you look at what Purdue did, Purdue is another team that can really, really shoot the ball from three, and they didn't have a good day shooting the ball from beyond the arc against Texas Tech. That's one of the core principles of what Texas Tech does. They don't let you make threes. Threes always be two. So I credit Texas Tech a little bit more than I fault Villanova there. What was really impressive to me about Villanova, though, was that they were able to get to the offensive glass. And they won a rock fight.
Mm-hmm.
That team is one that we've lauded all season long for their ability to shoot the ball and how good they are offensively, and you know why they are so dangerous because they can put up 100 points. You know, we're always waiting for that avalanche of threes to come, and they were able to win this game despite the fact that those avalanche threes never came, and it really wasn't all that close at any point during the game. So, credit to Villanova, man. Like that's a really, really good basketball team that came out and won a game that nobody thought they were going to be able to win. And here's the thing that I think is most impressive about it. So I think you could probably make the argument that Texas Tech and West Virginia are two of the toughest teams in college basketball. You know, I think West Virginia is the toughest team in terms of how they play and what they make you do. And I think Texas Tech is right there with them. Now, both of those teams did everything they could to get in Villanova's head. Like, I'm sure you guys saw it on TV when Sags Kanate tried to walk into the Villanova huddle. And, you know, Daxon Miles was jabbering the whole game, and Javon Carter was jabbering the whole game, doing what Javon Carter does. And it never rattled them. You know, Villanova got down, but they still managed to make that run at the end and come back. You know, I mean, Texas Tech on Saturday, I don't know if you guys saw the video that I posted, but what they did was when they were warming up, you only get a certain amount of time on the practice floor per NCAA rules. And Texas Tech didn't want to waste any of their time on the practice floor warming up. So in the hallway outside their locker room, they did their warm-ups. And what they did was they set up a massive, massive speaker and just started blasting music in the hallway while they were doing their warm-ups, singing, dancing, doing whatever, getting fired up, doing what they do. Villanova's locker room was like 100 feet down. Like, so they were sitting there listening to these guys get hyped in the hallway, listening to that music. And I don't think that was necessarily specifically intended to be something for gamesmanship or to intimidate or to kind of let them know that they're there. But, I mean, that's kind of what the byproduct was. So, you know, it didn't even affect Villanova at all. You know, I talked to Phil Booth about it in the locker room afterwards. He's like, yeah, it was good music. I was bopping along, I was dancing. So they took a couple of really tough teams, threw them their best punch, and didn't back down. And I think that's really impressive.
Rob Doster, NBC Sports, joining us here. It's the Kent Miller Show with Trent Condon on 1700. All right, Rob, Villanova, you saw them up close and personal. They were many people's pick coming into this tournament. After seeing them, after seeing the field that's in front of them, starting with a Kansas team in Saturday night, how big of a favorite are they in your mind?
Villanova at this point, I think, is probably, I mean, you got to call them a favorite, right?
Yep, yeah.
When they play the way that they played against Texas Tech and what they kind of did down the stretch against West Virginia, it's really hard to ignore that. And the big thing to me is that they're really defending now. You know, in the past, it's been, if they can't guard, they can't win games. But they're guarding now. They're getting out there and they're defending. And if they're going to do that with the way that they can shoot and the way that they can still score, I think you might end up being in a little bit of trouble. And the thing that makes me really confident about them against Kansas is that Kansas isn't going to be able to space them out. You know, you don't beat Villanova doing what Villanova does better than anybody in the country. So that's going to be something that's interesting. And a I'll tell you what, if you're a guy that likes watching people fire up threes and a ton of points, that's what we're going to get when Kansas plays Villanova. Everybody's going to be shooting. There might be 100 threes taken in that game.
Could be. Rob Doster is our guest. Well, let's get to the other side of the bracket, Rob. And, you know, great win. I want them to get beat. I just want the championship. I don't give Loyola a prayer, pardon the pun, a week from today. Should they be able to beat Michigan? So I'm going to openly root for Michigan, because I think that if the Wolverines have a better chance to make a competitive game on Monday night, and that's really as a fan, you want to see a good game in the last game of the year. Loyola Michigan, give me a take on that one. Can Loyola keep doing what they've been able to do, and that's play as a team, and it's a different guy every night, and it's cliches, but with this team, it really has been.
You know, I've been saying that they can't do it since the Sweet 16, and they've been able to do it. So the big thing is that I think they're going to be playing the best defensive team that they've had to face yet, and I'm not sure if they have anybody on that roster that can really, they can beat you individually. So that'll be interesting to see. I don't know how they'll handle Mo Wagner and his size and his kind of perimeter ability and what he can do. But, I mean, look at what they've done to this point in the tournament. You know, at what point do we just say, okay, we can't doubt that there's a reason that they are here. There's a reason they've been able to make this run. You know, maybe they can get it done against Michigan. Michigan's great defensively, but they don't really do anything to scare you. So, I mean, I think they can do it.
It's been an incredible run. Is this more impressive than the George Mason run, than what we saw from VCU? Kind of rank it, if you can, in terms of at least recent history, double-digit seeds making it to the Final Four.
VCU's, to me, is the most impressive, because VCU is the one team that made it to the Final Four to play in a playing game. And, I mean, they were one of the last teams in the tournament, and to win five games just to get to the Final Four is impressive, and I think it says a lot. I would probably say that the runs that Butler made to get to the national title game are probably more impressive, just because they were able to sustain it. You know, like, Butler's become a team that's consistently in the top 25, that is consistently one of the best programs in college basketball. So, to me, that's what the most impressive one is, and I don't know if Loyola Chicago is going to be able to do that, but I do think that this is a team that kind of proved themselves a little bit, you know. But if I had to guess, I'd say that they're more like a George Mason than they are like a Wichita State or a Butler or a VCU or someone along those lines. Like, I'll be curious to see if this is something that can last long term for them.
Rob Doster, my last question for you, Rob. I don't know, Trent may have one more for you. How will you remember this Duke team? A Duke team that a lot of people thought was clearly going into the year, you know, this is the best team in college basketball. Bagley, Grayson Allen comes back, Duvall, Trent, Carter. It's hard to say a team underachieved by making it to the Elite Eight, but where are you on this Duke team? Did Krzyzewski get everything out of this team that he could have?
You know, I think that he did. And I kind of bristle at this idea that, like, them not making the Final Four proves that you can't do it with one and dones. And, you know, that idea to me, in principle, is always going to be stupid. Two of the last six national champions have been built primarily by one and dones. So what you're saying inherently has already been proven false. But more to the point, you know, the reason that they're not in the Final Four right now is because Grayson Allen's final shot bounced off the backboard, rolled all the way around the rim twice, and then happened to fall off instead of falling in. So it's one of those things that happens in basketball. It's one of those things that happens in March. It's one of those things that happens in the NCAA tournament, because we're talking about a 40-minute basketball game. So it is what it is. You know, I don't think there's any too deep conclusions you can draw from what Duke did, other than the fact they lost to a really good Kansas team that game played well for them, and they had a shot at the end of the game that could have gone in, but didn't. And I think it's just one of those things that happened in March.
Rob, we talked about this, Ken and I, before we got to the Sweet 16, what a championship would mean the most to. Now that there's only four coaches remaining and college basketball is really about the coaches, who of these four is this most important to cut down the nets a week from tonight?
Well, I mean, probably Porter Moser, right? Like, this is probably the only chance he's ever going to have to do this.
Yeah.
So, but beyond that, I think, you know, we've seen it from Jay Wright and we've seen it from Bill Self. I think that for John Beilein, this would kind of put the feather in the cap for his career. And you know, I don't know how many people actually recognize him as one of the best coaches in college basketball, but he is. And this would be a way for them to kind of, a nice way to kind of prove it and show to everyone just how special he can be when he is coaching his best and his team is playing their best. So I guess John Beilein, Porter Moser, I don't know. I don't think that there's anyone where it's not like this is Sean Miller or Chris Mack or Mark Few, somebody who's never done it, who has something to prove. I don't know. What's your take on that? What do you think?
Beilein was the first.
I like your Porter Moser take because I'm not sure he'll ever get back.
That's a good call.
Yeah, I was Beilein up until I just heard you say that, Rob. That one makes some sense. When do you get to San Antonio?
I will get in there on Wednesday afternoon at some point. Hopefully, I'll have my voice back by then.
when do the teams get there? Are they there Thursday?
I don't know. I know we do have. I think they get in on Wednesday because we do have a media availability on Thursday with the coaches. I think that there's an open practice on Thursday, so I would guess Wednesday.
Is Chris Mack going to get named Louisville's head coach this week? Sure seems like it.
If I was a betting man, I would bet a lot of money on that happening.
I do too. Great stuff.
And the Drake with Nico Nedved leaving for Colorado State. Did we screw you when we had you on the radio? Have you breaking that story?
That's right.
Yes. Yeah, you actually did. I got the text while I was on the phone with you guys.
Whoops. Sorry, Rob.
We owe you one, Rob. Thank you, Rob Doster. Appreciate it.
Always a pleasure, guys.
Good to talk to you. Rob Doster, NBC Sports, collegebasketballtalk.com under the Pro Football Talk, Hardball Talk.
Yep.
Well, there's an NHL one there. I don't remember what it is. Anyways.
Puck talk.
Yeah, puck talk. Got to be careful with puck. We'll take a timeout. We'll head to Vegas when we come back. Jason Symbol will be here. The Bettors win this weekend. What do you think?
Bettors, no.
I don't think so either.
No.
I think it's been a very good week, a very good tournament for the properties. We'll find out if we're right. Jason Symbol joins us next in the 1 o'clock hour. Dylan Montz on Iowa State. Andrew Logue on the Royals. When we continue, it's the Ken Miller Show, 1700 KBGG.
News, talk, sports. Yeah, we got all that online at 1700kbgg.com.
Hey, honey, going to the chicken coop to watch the tournament.
Whoa, wait a minute. Our team didn't make the tournament.
Yeah, but, you know, my second favorite team did.
Oh, really? And who's that? Let me guess. You're in a pool again, aren't you?
A couple of them. Yeah, gotta go. Bye.
It's tournament time, baby. No need to flip channels to watch the game. The Chicken Coop has all the games from every network on every TV. The Chicken Coop. Serious about food. Serious about the tournament.
The Rookie is Central Iowa's leader in sports cards, collectibles, supplies, and memorabilia. The Rookie has a large selection of vintage and modern-day sports cards from brands such as Topps, Upper Deck, and Panini. Whether you're starting a new collection or building your own, The Rookie has all your needs from football, basketball, baseball, hockey, UFC, and more. It's time to collect. Stop by The Rookie, 9992 Swanson Boulevard, right across from the Willis Auto Campus, and online at TheRookieSportsCards.com.
Texas Roadhouse will be hosting their annual luncheon benefiting Special Olympics Iowa on Thursday, April the 5th at participating locations throughout the state. Come anytime between 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. to join Special Olympics for a free lunch served by local law enforcement. The organization and officers just ask that you make a donation to Special Olympics when you stop in. Lunch includes pulled pork, a side roll, and a choice of tea, pop, or water. Texas Roadhouse is a longtime partner of Special Olympics Iowa. All donations made during the luncheon will go to support athletes with intellectual disabilities in Iowa. Participating locations include Ames, Urbandale, Cedar Rapids, Cedar Falls, Coralville, Davenport, Sioux City, Council Bluffs, and Dubuque. Bring the entire family for a tasty meal and great atmosphere, all in support of Special Olympics Iowa.
If you think trains will stop if they see a car on the tracks, you're right, they will. About a mile after they hit you. In 2015 alone, 230 people were killed at railroad crossings. Don't become the next fatality. Stop. Trains can't. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
For all the big plays that remind you why you love sports, Buffalo Wild Wings created B-Dubs Watch and Win. So when you watch them here, you win stuff here.
Like a guy scoring 50?
Yep.
Like getting a triple-double?
Oh, yeah.
Or airballing the game-winning shot?
What? No. Now with the new B-Dubs Watch and Win, you can win real stuff in real time when you watch sports at Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Rewards, events, and triggers vary. Terms and conditions apply. See participating location for details.
Attention golfers! We've got a sweet deal for you. It's the 2018 Clubhouse Card. The Clubhouse Card goes on sale Monday, April 9th at 9 a.m. Look for the Sweet Deals tab on this station's website to grab yours. Do you want to have the opportunity to try out Central Iowa golf courses for 50% off? Then this deal is for you. Spring is here and it's your chance to play golf at some of Central Iowa's best courses. When you purchase a Clubhouse Card, you receive a round of golf with cart to each of the courses for 50% of the cost. Try out courses like Bos Landon in Pella, Westwood in Newton, and Terrace Hills in Altoona, and other great courses. Golf season officially starts soon, so what better way to get ready for the season than by purchasing the 2018 Clubhouse Card? These cards will go fast, so plan to get yours before they're gone. On sale Monday, April 9th at 9 a.m. at this station's website under the Sweet Deals tab.
Join the American Lung Association's Fight for Air Climb in downtown Des Moines on April 8th to help fight lung disease. Register today at fightforiowaclimb.org or call 515-309-9507.
You don't need more sports, but you want more sports.
Rockstar Satellite can fix that with free next-day installation on DirecTV. Call Rockstar Satellite 515-262-STAR. Call today for next-day installation, 515-262-STAR.
You ever wonder what you look like with a full, natural head of hair? Well, find out. Mr. Executive lets you try before you buy. Get real hair again and a lease with options. Mr. Executive offers a 90-day lease for just $200. And at the end of 90 days, if you decide to keep your new hair, the initial investment goes toward the purchase price. Look, don't spend any more money on potions and lotions that don't work. Check the latest in hair replacement online at mrexecutive.com or call 274-4049. Mr. Executive, 70th and University in Windsor Heights.
Guys, Trent Condon here again for New Leaf Wellness. Warm weather is going to be here before you know it, and if you added some pounds during the winter, New Leaf Wellness can help you. Great treatment programs designed specifically for you. I'm on the GAC and MIC. It has helped me not just lose weight with my energy level, no more lulls in the afternoon. Give them a call today. Set up a free, no-obligation consultation. 515-650-1358. That's 515-650-1358. Let's feel better together with New Leaf Wellness Centers.
Here we go.
Back to Iowa's only local sports show over your lunch hour.
Yeah, baby.
Here's Ken and Trent.
Hi, welcome back to the show, 1700 KBGG. 1 o'clock hour, Dylan Montz on Iowa State. Andrew Lowe will continue. Well, actually, we won't continue. We will begin our preview of the local MLB teams, the Royals, in the spotlight first. Tomorrow, the Twins, Wednesday, Cubs, and Cards. Vegas we go. Jason Symbol, CG Technology. Jason, Trent, and Ken, thanks for coming on. Well, did the bettors win or did the properties win this past weekend, Sweet 16, into the Elite Eight? Who got the better of whom?
Another weekend where it was a good one for the books. Come Saturday, we had a pretty good day because we got Loyola. That was a big one for us, them winning as a dog. And then Florida State with that last-second push for not fouling, which got a lot of attention, helped us as well. And then come Sunday, the public was all over the Blue Devil. So Kansas winning was really good for us.
So we know what the first and second round of the tournament is and how crazy it is. It seems like conference tournament week the week before continues to grow. You told us last week, Sweet 16, Elite Eight's pretty good. What about the Final Four? When we get to these four, do you still see an influx of people, or is it different? Obviously, just three games remaining. How much of a difference does it make for you guys at the book?
Well, it's actually a huge difference. The Final Four generally isn't that crazy, and I always joke, it's so funny how the first 2 weekends of this tournament, people act like it's the greatest thing of all time, but nobody actually cares about the championship game, at least from a betting perspective. And then we do have a holiday weekend this weekend here with Easter Sunday coming, so I don't really think that there will be that much action, to be honest with you guys.
Huh. That's interesting, Jason. I would have thought, so it doesn't matter that, do the matchups matter, Jason? If Duke was in it, might that have drawn an uptick in handle, or it's just the fact that, you know, people is not into it for whatever reason?
I think the matchups matter a little bit, but just, you know, people really love those first few days because of all the upsets, all the games simultaneously. But when you get down to it, now you just have, you know, one game at a time, and it's not appointment viewing if you're in Vegas like the first few days are for these people for some reason. But I do think the matchups matter. Like, Kansas-Villanova will do way more handle than Loyola against Michigan for sure.
Saw you guys at CG at least earlier this morning were a tick higher, I believe, on the Kansas-Villanova game than the other properties. You were at 5.5. When you laid those numbers for these games, 5 also for Loyola getting against Michigan, pretty easy just to power number it, or is it a little bit more difficult when you get to the spot?
No, it's you know, you have to look at a little bit of like what the public tendencies are. Mm-hmm. You know, Villanova has looked so good. I mean, Villanova played one of their worst games I've seen all year and still beat Texas Tech by double digits. So they're on fire now, so you figure the public's going to be all on them, and they are, which is why we're a tick higher there. And Michigan against Loyola, you've got the great story against the public Michigan Wolverines team. So kind of remains to be seen what's going to happen with that one.
So were the numbers attacked by the professionals as soon as they went up, or was it kind of meh as well?
They actually, with us, they actually bet Villanova right away, laid 5, which is why we're at 5.5.
Gotcha.
But not a big bet at all.
I'm going to go baseball, Terrence.
Yes, yeah, I'm ready for some baseball, too. Over-under is pretty locked in. Do you have in front of you the widest, the biggest change from the opening numbers that you have and now what a team is? If I go out there and want to put money on a team, the biggest gap from where you guys were?
I don't remember the exact numbers off the top of my head, but I can tell you some of the teams. So I know that there was a couple teams that we missed on. I'm pulling them up now as we speak. There was the Pittsburgh Pirates. Everybody bet under there. You know, that did not... That one was not a good one for our case. The number there, I got to pull it up and get it as I talk. Milwaukee Brewers, that was another one. You know, we came out with these really, really early.
Uh-huh.
The Brewers number is at 84, and this was before they made a lot of their free agent and trades, so that was another miss.
Mm-hmm.
So those two teams stand out.
Tiger still the favorite in the Masters, early wagering?
Tiger is the favorite in the Masters, and it's all because of the liability. Everybody's betting him. He's at 9-1 now, single digits. He's the favorite.
If it's not Tiger, who's the guy you're going to be rooting against the most coming up at the Masters?
We've actually taken a lot of bets on Rory McIlroy, probably because he did well the other day. And they always bet Dustin Johnson in the Masters as well. They love him. You know, we need one of those guys who's towards the top of the leaderboard but isn't getting a ton of bets to win. That will be good for us, like a Jordan Spieth.
When will you guys start coming up with some of your football stuff, either NFL or college? Now that the basketball's, you know, winding down, will you guys switch gears?
Yeah, we have a full schedule of things that we're going to do, season wins, weeks 2 through 16, all the stuff we do every year. And you know, we haven't totally figured out the exact date that's going to happen, but you're looking sometime towards the end of April.
Good stuff, Jason. We'll talk to you on Friday. We'll get the latest on the Final Four matchups. Thank you, Jason Symbol.
Thanks, guys.
Good to talk to you, Jason Symbol. CG Technology, another, shockingly, good weekend for the properties.
It's good to be the book.
Indeed it is. We'll come back at the 1 o'clock hour. It's next. Ken Miller Show, Trent and I till 2, 1700 KBGG.
You found your home for real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
If you're a small business owner, you know how important it is to keep good records. We can help. Hi, this is Mike Hammond, owner of Advantage Financial and Tax Services located in West Des Moines. Bookkeeping, payroll, sales tax reporting, as well as income taxes. Everything you need to be successful in running your business. We are not a chain and offer local and personalized service. You do what you do best and let us do the rest. Visit AdvantageIowa.com or call 440-1133. Advantage Financial and Tax Services, located in West Des Moines.
Washer Systems of Iowa, blasting grime and saving you time. At Washer Systems of Iowa, we have an experienced factory-trained service department and will work on any American-made pressure washer. Washer Systems of Iowa, featuring Mighty M industrial pressure washers. Mighty M, built in Iowa, number one in Iowa. Washer Systems of Iowa. Visit their showroom at 6050 Northeast 14th Street in Des Moines or online, washersystems.com.
Since 1993, Wolf Construction has been Des Moines' choice for residential and commercial roofing. From complete re-roofing to small leaks, call Wolf Construction at 225-8866 for your roofing needs. Call 225-8866 to set up your roofing consultation or online at wolfconstruction.net. That's wolfconstruction.net for Wolf Construction. A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. wolfconstruction.net.
Greater Des Moines Habitat for Humanity's new ReStore is now open in Urbandale. Donations of home improvement items to ReStore are sold to the public to support Habitat's mission of building homes, communities, and hope. So donate, shop, and volunteer at your nearest ReStore on East Euclid or in Urbandale.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 12 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
This tax season, AutoZone has everything your car needs, like free battery testing. Now you can stop the second guessing and finally start your car with confidence. Whether it's just a loose cable or time for a new one, AutoZone will test your battery right on the spot, free of charge. And right now, get a great deal on wiper blades from AutoZone that can help you see further and drive safer. Visit any of our 5,000 locations nationwide, and let's get you what you need. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
One of the scariest things that can happen to pet owners is having your pet go missing. That's why the Animal Rescue League of Iowa has partnered with iowapetalert.com to help reunite lost pets with their owners. We post every lost pet that arrives through our doors on this website within 24 hours, and the public can post lost and found pets and sign up for notifications too. Learn more at iowapetalert.com.
Cap is back. Flag Guy here. We're proud to sponsor the foremost expert on all things Chicago, Dave Kaplan, weekly here on the Ken Miller Show. While Cap has the behind the scenes on your favorite Chicago sports team, we have the flags, Bears, Bulls, Blackhawks, Sox, Cubs. We've got them all. Northwestern too. I guess they kind of count. Check out our Chicago flags and a whole lot more online at heartlandflags.com. And peep the retail store too. 3719 Southwest 9th, Des Moines.
Are you in the mood for real, classic, homemade Italian food? Well, I have the spot for you. It's Villaggio. Two locations. The newest location in Urbandale, 2675 100th Street. The original in Norwalk. Classic dishes like cavatelli, spaghetti, lasagna, and vodka rigatoni. Top-notch pizza and awesome sandwiches. A great happy hour and Italian done right. Villaggio.